Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is not a story about an old man in bifocals at the center of a revolution, but rather the tale of a boy who had no idea he'd one day wind up on the $100 bill. Snow was falling that night as I stood outside the grand estate of Lord Billingsgate himself, the man who had sentenced me to prison. And my companion for the evening was risking even more.
I can't see your face through the mask, Ben Franklin, but your eyes certainly look surprised.
You shouldn't be here, Hannah. And once again, neither should you. That's why we're in disguise from head to toe. What's in the bag?
Hannah, you know how dangerous this is.
If we're right, Lord Billingsgate stole my mother's life savings. The stock certificate I hoped would one day fund my school. It's worth nothing. I can't let him get away with that.
Hannah,
we've talked enough. Let's go inside.
These people are rich and powerful. If they discover that I'm a fugitive and you're a woman of color...
I suggest we keep that from happening. Now, before we get buried out here in the snow, take my arm and escort me into the party.
It's like a palace in here.
Wonder how many people who look like me it took to build it.
Hannah and I entered the grand ballroom. A string quartet was playing a waltz, while huge logs kept the fireplace ablaze and candles flickered in every corner. Couples in their fancy gowns danced and toasted their good fortune with fine wine.
How are we going to confirm that the stock certificates are a fraud? Or unmask George Williamson's killer.
There's someone I want to talk to.
Someone you can trust?
Look, Hannah, I invited Ruby so that she could watch my back, but...
Excuse me, sir.
A tap on the shoulder, and I spun around to find myself face to face with... Higgins. The man Amanda Billingsgate said had murdered George Williamson.
Oh, yes... Sir?
Do you have an invitation?
An invitation?
Let's start with an easier question, shall we? Who are you?
You know me as Benjamin Franklin. Statesman, inventor, founding father, but... Back in the 1720s, as a teenager in New York, I was just plain Ben. Aspiring printer, budding adventurer, dreamer, and uninvited guest of the dangerous Lord Billingsgate.
Who am I?
That's what I asked. Only invited guests of his lordship may enter the ballroom.
Aren't I already in the ballroom?
A better question is, who are you, sir?
Pardon me?
Who are you to question one of Boston's finest citizens? Why, it's an honor just for him to be here.
Really? Then who is he?
Don't be shy. Go ahead and tell him.
Who am I? Why, I'm Veracity Quince, of course.
Never heard of you.
Well, whose fault is that?
Here's Mr. Quince's invitation.
Hannah reached into her dress and produced several stock certificates.
You bought these, Quince?
And I plan to buy many more tonight if you would stop harassing us and allow me and my companion into the ball.
Welcome to the Golden Ticket Ball, Mr. Quince. Miss.
Thank you.
Have a lovely evening.
Good thinking bringing those with you.
Not that I was worried.
Oh, then that's not sweat dripping from under your mask?
The fireplace is awfully warm. Let's just proceed with the plan.
Well, there's our host himself.
In the center of the dance floor, Lord Billingsgate commanded attention. He wore bright coattails and a half mask shaped like a bird's beak.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the directors of the Manhattan Municipal Company, it is a privilege to welcome you to my home and to this Golden Ticket Ball.
Hear, hear.
Yes, yes, wonderful.
You may wonder why this is a masked ball. The answer is simple. As shareholders in our great new company, we are all equals. Of course, those with the most shares are more equal than others.
I don't find that funny.
But that's easily remedied.
At his lordship's signal, servants appeared with baskets filled with crisply printed shares of stock, just like the one Hannah and her mother had purchased with their life savings.
More stock certificates.
They smell freshly printed.
And all worthless.
Ladies and gentlemen, these shares of stock, shares in the future of our fair city, are available for you to purchase tonight at a very special rate. Your investment will help us complete the bridge to Brooklyn and cement the future of this great city. Not to mention make us all quite a bit richer.
He's stealing from all these people. When I think of how hard my mother has worked every day of her life, and for what? So that he can live in a place like this? Purchase more enslaved people?
We'll get her money back. Somehow.
And what about her hope? Can you get that back?
So, open your purses and remember, each share is a golden ticket to a brighter tomorrow.
The guests couldn't open their purses fast or wide enough. Lord Billingsgate's man Higgins collected all the gold pieces in an ornate box and carried them from the room on a rolling cart.
We need to know where he's taking that gold.
If Ruby were here, I would have asked her to follow Higgins and...
I'll do it.
Hannah, Ruby's a practiced thief, among other things. That man could be a killer.
You do your part. I'll do mine.
All right. We'll meet back by the entrance and...
Just then, I caught sight of her. Amanda Billingsgate, all but floating down the grand staircase.
And don't get distracted, Ben Franklin.
I'm not distracted. She's part of the plan.
Ugh. Hannah slipped away, and I watched as all the eligible young men vied to sign Amanda's dance card.
Miss Amanda, might I have this dance?
After she dances with me.
No, stop it. You're all way too kind.
That's when I stepped in, all in the cause of my investigation.
Allow me, Miss Amanda, to offer a quill to write down the names of your potential dance partners.
That's very gallant of you, sir.
Here you are, gentlemen. Write your names on the ladies' dance card.
And so they did, until the dance card was full.
And may I have the pleasure of a dance, Miss Amanda?
As you can see, my card is full.
Is it? Look again.
What in the...
Disappearing ink. An old trick I had borrowed from the Romans for the occasion.
It seems I have an empty dance card after all.
Then I insist on the first dance.
I took her hand and led her to the dance floor where we danced the minuet.
That wasn't very sporting.
I beg your pardon?
The disappearing ink gambit? I've read about its use among spies, but never in social circles. Very clever trick. Almost as clever as you were in the courtroom, Mr. Franklin.
Franklin? No, I'm...
Come with me, then.
You mean, leave the party?
You're not afraid to be alone with me, are you?
Me? Ben Franklin? Who defied the royal governor of Massachusetts and risked hanging for the sake of a free and independent press? All right, I was terrified.
We'll slip out the back. No one will even notice.
While I was not distracted by his lordship's daughter, Hannah quietly followed Higgins down the hall and watched as he entered the library. But as she carefully leaned her head in...
Higgins is gone. But to where? There isn't another exit in this room. At least, none that I can see.
Oh, all these books! Shakespeare, Milton... I'll bet his lordship hasn't even read them.
Are you lost, miss?
No. I was just admiring his lordship's library, sir. I'm a friend of his daughter's.
Ah, the lovely Amanda. This is quite a library, is it not? Reminds me of my own father's library, back in Boston.
Boston? Oh, how nice.
Allow me to remove my mask and introduce myself.
They say the past is never truly behind us, and now Hannah was face to face with the living embodiment of mine. My nemesis, the governor's son.
Thaddeus Templeton, at your service.
This one's Hannibal. He's my favorite.
You're beautiful. I mean, he's a beautiful horse. You'll forgive me, Miss Billingsgate.
Amanda.
Amanda, but why did you bring me to the stables?
It's what's behind the stables I thought you'd like to see.
She opened a door and led me into a room I could have only imagined in my dreams.
It's a laboratory.
Father has filled it with the latest advances in science from around the world. Everything a true genius might need to bring new inventions to light.
I was like a child in a sweet shop, imagining all the things I could do, all the experiments that were waiting for me to try.
A telescope worthy of Galileo. Chemicals and beakers the greatest chemist would envy.
Father has a particular fascination with explosives and fireworks. He says someday a war will come and we must all be prepared.
I hope it never comes to that. All of this, it can be used for good. Amber rods for creating electricity. And this microscope, it's such a fine piece of equipment.
Father dabbles at science, but it could all be yours to use as you like. Imagine. Ben Franklin, man of science, the world at your feet.
Why?
I beg your pardon.
Why would you help me when your father thinks I'm a criminal?
Father thinks everyone's a criminal. But you're so much more than that, aren't you?
Meanwhile, back in the mansion, Hannah had the distinct displeasure of running into Thaddeus Templeton, son of the former governor of Massachusetts, and no friend of mine.
Tell me, miss, who accompanied you to this party?
Oh, I came with my brother. Why do you ask?
Well, I only recently arrived from Boston, hoping to make a new start, perhaps working for Lord Billingsgate in the Manhattan Municipal Company. He's a business associate of my father. Though he was.
Good luck with that. Oh! Do I hear his lordship coming this way?
I don't hear anything. What did you say your brother's name was again?
Veracity Quince?
Quince!
go, my arm.
Tell me, girl, is Ben Franklin here at this party?
You haven't noticed what's in the corner of the lab.
Is that
your smokeless stove? Recreated from the drawing in your notebook. Father had his craftsmen put it together from memory.
He had my stove built? But I thought...
My father is a practical man, Benjamin. I know I can convince him to let you work on your experiments. Maybe even continue Mad George's newspaper printing.
What about the charges against me?
Daddy lives to make me happy. He'll see how your inventions can help shape the future of this city. You'll help him make the Manhattan Municipal Project the most successful in all of the colonies.
Amanda, I need to ask you something. It's about your father and the Manhattan Municipal Company.
Suddenly, the door swung open, and standing there were Lord Billingsgate and a sneering young man I'd hoped never to see again.
Hello again, Ben Franklin.
Thaddeus Templeton.
Told you he was here, your lordship. The girl gave him away.
Hannah? Where is she?
Run off into the night, like the nasty little liar she is.
Well done, Templeton. Did you really think we wouldn't be looking for you, Franklin?
Father!
We'll talk about it later, Amanda. Templeton!
Yes, my lord?
Escort Mr. Franklin back to the house to face the music.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Stop the music! Ladies and gentlemen, it seems we have an intruder among us. A fugitive. Templeton, if you would remove his mask.
Don't bother. I'll do it myself.
Hello, everyone. Enjoying the party?
This is a night about progress. But progress can't happen alongside lawlessness, can it, Franklin?
No, my lord. On that, you and I agree. Ladies and gentlemen, as you all know, I am a fugitive. Your host, Lord Billingsgate, convicted me himself. But I come here tonight on behalf of the printer, George Williamson. They call him Mad George, but he's not crazy at all. He's someone who believed in freedom and dignity and the power of the press. He sent me here to tell you all something. Something important.
That's enough. Mr. Randall, where are you?
Randall? The watchman?
He's here tonight under a mask. He's not only one of our honored guests, but one of our stockholders. Where are you, Randall?
Here, my lord.
The watchman, hidden under a mask shaped like a dog's snout, stepped forward and grabbed me.
Let's go.
Please, Mr. Watchman, you have to hear me out, especially if you're a shareholder.
Take Franklin directly to prison. Get him out of my sight. Now, everyone, let's drink and be merry. The future is bright for all of us.
Wait! I need to tell you something about the stocks.
Stop fighting, Ben.
Danny, it's you?
Didn't think I'd leave you and Hannah alone in the lion's den, did you?
Hey, he's an imposter. I'm the watchman.
What?
Uh-oh.
What's the plan, Danny?
Count down from 5, nice and loud.
What?
Hurry, Benjamin.
I don't...
Fine, I'll do it. 5, 4, 3,
what's
2,
happening?
1!
Ben! Hannah! I thought you were gone!
I've
you've been hiding in the kitchen from that awful Thaddeus. What's happening?
The dirty dogs! They must have gotten to the explosives in Lord Billingsgate's lab. But where did Danny go?
Don't worry about him. This way. Hurry!
It's Benjamin Franklin. He's getting away!
In here.
His lordship's library. But won't we be trapped inside?
Perhaps not. When I followed Higgins in here before, he disappeared.
Disappeared?
There must be a secret exit somewhere in the library. But how does it open?
Secret passageways. They've been used by the wealthy for many centuries.
Is this really the time for a teaching moment?
Quite a collection of books they have here.
Believe me, I noticed. Maybe Lord Billingsgate will let you borrow some in prison.
Why don't you take one? As a souvenir.
What?
Might I suggest the one poking out from the shelf? A biography of Erasmus von Lug.
I don't know who that is.
A famous 15th century robber baron from Slovenia.
Sounds enlightening?
The girl was in the library.
I hear them coming this way.
Erasmus von Lug was famous for holing up in a castle under a terrible siege. Turns out he had built a series of...
Right. I'll take the book. Just please stop
passageways and tunnels.
It opened the passageway.
They say reading can open all sorts of doors.
Another tunnel. But what if Higgins is still down there?
There's only one of him. Better than what's waiting for us up here.
Okay, here we go again.
The tunnels must all be connected. This is how they move George's stock certificates.
And how they got to him with the knife. Do you hear that?
Not more rats.
Just keep walking.
We follow the sound of water down the tunnel and around a bend which led us into a large underground cave.
Whoa. What is all this?
Treasure chest! Including the box Higgins filled with gold at the party.
A pirate's cave. Like in Robinson Crusoe.
Only Lord Billingsgate is a different kind of pirate.
Every one of these chests is filled to the top with gold. Stolen gold. My mother's life savings is just another coin in the pile.
Who goes there?
It's Higgins! We know you killed George Williamson! It's going to be printed in the newspaper tomorrow!
Have you lost your mind? And do you even have a printing press? I thought it was...
Shh! I only did as I was told. I only ever do as I'm told. I won't let you pin that on me.
Then let's talk about it. I only want the truth. Maybe we can help you.
No. Leave me alone!
Higgins! Higgins, what's wrong?
We followed the tunnel until it finally led us out into the moonlight, where we found ourselves near a vast forest beside a frozen pond. Snow was coming down very hard.
Did we leave New York? Where are we?
We're back near Collect Pond. I never knew this tunnel was here.
I can barely see through the snow! Sure wish I had more mittens with me.
No. Don't. No!
Ben, that sounded like...
A gunshot. I can't tell from which direction it came.
My house is on the other side of the pond.
It'll take hours to go around it. We'll be icicles by then.
Then we'll have to go across.
Are you certain the pond is frozen solid? I thought I heard cracking.
It's solid. Just tread lightly.
How do wolves feel about ice?
Better than you do, I'd say.
That's not good news.
I took one step on the ice. And then another. I waited for the sound of cracking, but it held.
That's it.
Slowly,
one step at a time.
Carefully, we made our way across the pond, barely able to see more than a foot or two in front of our faces. But we were almost across to the other side when I saw a hole at the end of the ice, and Hannah gasped.
What is it?
Ben, look down under the ice.
did as she said, and there, beneath my feet, was a lifeless Higgins.
Higgins. The gunshot. Somebody killed him, too.
Find your next adventure at gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.